A bit of something different now with my next guest. Have you ever wondered what it's like to try and establish yourself as a musician? How someone goes from being keen on music to making the leap and deciding it's what they want to do for a living? Well, Tess Goodwin has done exactly that. She's moved to Wellington, in fact, to try and set herself up, and she joins me in studio now. Good morning, Tess.
Good morning.
Great to have you here in the studio. Great to have you in Wellington. Was there a moment in the recent past where you had to take a leap of faith and decide, right, I'm going to be a musician, this is what I want to do?
I think there's been a couple of leaps of faith. A really important one was 2.5 years ago, where I left my full-time job back in Taranaki and decided to move to London. And all I knew was that I wanted to create music. I didn't know what shape that was going to come in. I just had this burning desire to do it. I guess that's evolved from there, and there's been other decisions along the way, like recently moving to Wellington to further pursue that. So, yeah, definitely.
Tell us about the move to London. What did you do when you were over there?
Honestly, it was a very big time of discovery. I was going in quite blind. I knew I wanted to do something, and I knew I needed to get to London to have the space to be able to do it. So it was a matter of taking really small steps, you know, getting there and setting up base, building connections, reaching out to people, but mainly having the time to really focus on the art of songwriting. Because it was all that mileage and that learning time of actually doing the craft.
Right. So back to New Zealand, and the move to Wellington. Why Wellington?
My partner's been living here since the beginning of the year.
Good reason.
Felt very necessary. but also just to be in a larger community of artists. And Wellington feels really welcoming for that. Yeah.
Was it a scary decision to come to throw in your job a couple of years ago, and decide that this was going to be your means of making a living?
Yeah, and it continues to be. It's kind of evolving in that way, but I mean, lots of it is really exciting, but there's definitely trickles of fear throughout that whole process, you know, in terms of trying to find work that doesn't deplete you from your creative work, but also to get an income, but to also fund your projects at this early stage, because a lot of it you have to do through your own means. So definitely, but I mean, obviously the love for it that I've created has kept me pursuing it, even when those little bits of fear do jump into it. Yeah.
So are you earning money from your music at the moment?
No, I'm not.
Right,
no.
So you do have to live still. You've got to pay rent, you've got to eat, you've got to all those things.
So
how do you find that balance between having that space, as you've said, to be creative, to work on your projects, and also earn the money that you need to live?
Yeah, well, it's such a delicate process. I did it relief teaching for a while, which was great for that time. But I'm at the point now where I want to find work that just aligns better with my creative work. You know, if it's just working with people who I feel inspired by, that's okay. As long as it's not depleting me for when I come back home to do my creating. It sounds really broad and quite vague, but it's, just trying to find something that's more aligned in that sense. It doesn't even really have to be music. Wellington feels like a really good place in terms of all sorts of arts to try and find something like that. So very delicate. Yeah.
Let's talk about your music and making your name in the music industry. How do you start getting your name out there, if that's the right phrase?
Yeah. Social media has a really positive part to it, and that's what I've recently begun with, setting up those foundational pages to reflect who I am as a person and as an artist. But right now I'm really focused on getting out there, doing the live performing, having conversations with people, lots of that personal stuff. So I'm doing a bit of both, and it's not just heavily online. Yeah.
Is it about getting noticed so that a record company picks you up? Is that the way it used to be, the way a generation or two ago that you wanted a record company to come in and pick you up? Is that still an aim?
For me personally, it's not the priority. I hope that will be a ripple effect from what I'm doing right now, but my priority is just to get my music to more ears, you know, whether that's promoting online or that is personally doing it through live performance. And just hope that that sort of side of things will just organically happen from that.
Tell me about music, your music. What kind of music do you play and sing?
I find genres very hard to work with. I always begin the songwriting process with my guitar, and it dictates a lot of my songs. I will always start with the melody of my guitar, and I'll lay that down, and, you know, it's not standard chords that I use. My chord will be like an emotion or a feeling for me, which will create the theme of the song, you know. Generally it's quite melancholy stuff, but I always aim to have a trickle of hope within my music, you know. It's not all despair or anything like that. But it's very much a kind of evolving process, you know. I can start with something, an idea that I think is going to happen, and it doesn't end up that way.
We're going to play one of your songs at the end of our chat, but you start with the melody and then put the words to it. Is that how it works for you? Is that common amongst musicians, or is it more that there are lyrics that then a melody is put to?
Honestly, I think it's different for every musician, but for me personally, if something, and it doesn't always work, but the one thing that is most reliable for me is putting down the guitar, and I'll loop it, so I'll sit with it, and it will be on repeat, and I will let it carry itself from there, and the words will eventually come. But yes, I mean, everyone is definitely different in that regard.
Mm. You say that your songs can be melancholic, but with a trickle of hope, as you say. So do you have to, you strike me as a pretty happy, positive sort of a person in the very short time that I've known you. Do you have to have some melancholy in your soul and in your mind to be able to be a good songwriter in this genre, if we can call it that?
For the music that I create, sure. I mean, it's about opening myself up in order to open other people's up, you know, and that's usually what my lyrics reflect. But, I mean, every artist is different and every song is different for the purpose that it has. But for me personally, yeah, because my music is very exposed and very honest. So I guess, and that is a realistic part of being a human being, isn't it? Having that other side of emotion. So,
do you write a song at a time, or do you have like four or five on the go at one time?
Yeah, no, I always focus on one. Yeah, wholeheartedly in it. I can't juggle anything else.
All right, well, tell us about the song we're going to play, which is called To My. What's that about?
So this song is about acknowledging the different parts of yourself and making peace with that, particularly the trickier parts. And it was a song to myself in addressing that. So, yeah.
All right, we're going to play it. It's available on Spotify, I understand. Tess Goodwin, that's the name, Tess Goodwin. So if you like the next 4 minutes of what you hear, then get on Spotify and search up Tess, and you'll find this song and hopefully many, many more to come in the future. So do you let yourself dream about what it might be like for you 5-10 years down the track? Is there an end game here?
I just want to keep creating for the rest of my life, and yeah, if that requires having a part-time income, then doing something else, that's fine. But of course I have ambitions and big ideas, so yeah, keep going with that.
Awesome, Tess. Hey, nice to meet you. Great to have you stopping in and telling us your story. All the best for what lies ahead.
Thanks for having me.
Tess Goodwin with us in studio, and this is Tess with To My.
To my wandering friend, leave the city, you'll come back again. To my troubled friend, free your thoughts and let them run thin. Ooh. everything within you moves. I see everybody.